This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Bean.
Well, those guys are just incorrigible. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. I am joined in studio by J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky. J.J., good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It is. And then we have one of our standard visiting professors, Kendra White.
It is great to be here. Good morning, everyone.
It is always good to have a lady's voice on the air instead of these, you know, gruff old men voices, you know, the kind of crotch, where's my bacon on my biscuit, you know, those kind of voices. We have a, you know, a nice sweet voice on. Kendra's always does a great job.
We've got the rose between the thorns.
Yes,
this morning.
That's right. It is Trivia Friday, folks. Welcome to this Friday edition of Today's Issues. 4 days a week, as Tim Wildman likes to say. We talk about how the world is going to end, and on Fridays we pretend it is not. JJ, we play this game how?
It's a trivia game. We give you an opportunity to answer some of our trivia questions. We're going to each start off by asking three, and we give you a chance to answer, and then you can ask or answer. After you answer one of our questions, you can ask one of your own. And then one of our questions, one of the original nine, is a mystery question. If you answer the mystery question correctly, you'll hear this sound. That means you win yourself a Learning University t-shirt. These are really nice, athletic gray. If you don't win one, you can go to afastore.net, afastore.net, to get you one of these.
And we're holding these up for some people.
Yes.
So they can watch them if you're watching on Facebook.
That's right. You tell them how to get to it?
So today's issues on Facebook will be right there. You can see our beautiful faces.
Yes,
you can see Ed Vitagliano. One out of three. holding one out of three.
And so, you can either go to Facebook or YouTube, and you search for today's issues, and then you click through, and you can watch online if you would like to. And if you want to actually see one of these t-shirts, you can go to afastore.net and take a look at one. You can buy one. They're $15 a piece, which nowadays, I'm always kind of surprised at how expensive t-shirts are.
Right.
They go up to $30 and even higher, depending on where you're getting it and what's on it. But that's a good price for a t-shirt, and it helps the ministry.
Yeah. So, hey, Ed, American Family Association, American Family Radio, we really are a family. And one of our own, Randall Murphy, the editor of the AFA Journals, having a big birthday tomorrow. And you were working on the journal side for many, many years.
Yes.
Randall and I go way back. We've literally traveled around the world together. We've been to India, Australia, Bangladesh. He played the piano on our wedding. So a rich history with a man full of character and integrity. And I don't know anyone with higher standards than Randall Murphy. Again, he's the editor of the AFA Journal. Said all that to say tomorrow's his birthday. Big birthday.
75 years young.
Yeah. So if you know Randall, give him a call, text, or reach out to him. Wish him a happy birthday tomorrow.
And I've said this publicly before, that whatever abilities I have as a writer, I owe to Randall Murphy and Rusty Benson,
Wow. The
editor and the associate editor. Rusty now has joined the ranks of the retired, and he still does some stuff here around AFA. But Randall and Rusty made me what I am today in terms of writing.
Right.
They sharpened whatever, you know, talents I might have had that were raw. And so I also give a hearty amen to your characterization of Randall as – I would say I've never known anyone with more integrity or character than Randall Murphy.
Right. So
happy birthday to our brother, and it is a family around.
And if you don't have his email or anything, pray for him. If you happen to be thinking about it tomorrow, pray that the Lord blesses him and continues to give him favor and many more years.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, the phone number to call in if you want to get on this here show. This is Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
That's right. 888 888- 589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on this show. We only have one real limitation, and that is if you have called and gotten on the air in the last 2 months, we ask you to wait a week because we do try to get as many people on air as possible. So if you've been on the air with us in the last 2 months, please wait a week. Call next week, and Lord willing, we will be right back here with more Trivia Friday. All right, let's get started. Visiting professors will kick it off. I'll go next. JJ will go third, and then we'll head to the phones.
Great. Well, I'm going to kick it off with two riddles brought to you by the president of Learning University.
Yes.
Tim Wildman is busy today with other commitments, but I have been sent some questions from him. So here you go. Question number one. What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire? Snowman and a vampire. Question number two.
Boy, that's one of those polar vortex warnings that they're leaving out.
That's right.
Yeah, I gotta be aware of that.
We got the wind chill, and then there's one other item we need to tell you
about. You want to protect yourself against? You might want to wear some garlic.
Exactly. And question number two. Forward, I am heavy, but backward, I am not. What am I?
Hmm.
Forward, I am heavy. But backward, I am not.
Obviously talking about her before and after the pandemic 15.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
oh
no. Yes.
You can send your emails criticizing JJ to...
Look, all the gyms are just now opening, and I'm like, you know, they've already limited the capacity of how many people can come in, but they haven't taken into consideration the capacity of the people that have grown.
Yes,
that's right. I'm one of those.
The
they're also cutting in half. You used to do a set of 10.
Yes.
Now they're saying you just do a set of 5. So just, everything's cut in half. So
that's funny. Well, okay, question number three, a little Bible trivia for you. So this Sunday will be Pentecost Sunday. If those of you that are celebrating from home or at your churches in person know that that's an important day in church history. So here's the question. After Jesus ascended into heaven, how long did the disciples wait before the Holy Spirit came?
Great question. All right, here are my three. What are the northern lights also known as? What are the northern lights also known as? Second question from pop music. The Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London? Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London? And third question, little geography question. Which country ends the name, in other words, which country ends with the letter Q?
Ooh,
my three questions.
Good questions. First question from the Bible. What was the name of the first Christian that was stoned to death? What was the name of the first Christian that was stoned to death? Second question. What is the measurement of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called? Now, this is very, very common. When you hear this, you'll go, oh, I knew that, but I didn't know that I knew that. What is the measurement of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called? Third question, true or false, the real name of famous Tennessee distiller Jack Daniels was Jasper Daniels. Is that true or false?
Oh, goodness.
The real name of the famous Tennessee distiller Jack Daniels is Jasper Daniels. True or false?
You are the master of true-false questions. I've never heard you ask a true-false question where I didn't go, that could go either way.
Right.
Absolutely have no
idea.
Right
on the fence. It could be just ludicrous enough to be true,
yes.
And it may be false.
That's right. By the way, the first martyr, that question?
Yes.
Was actually martyred because he didn't wear a mask during a virus
mask
scare.
Mask shaming.
Yeah, mask shaming.
Oh, goodness.
So, no, that's not true, folks. But it could happen today, so... All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Arkansas, and Shelley is on the line. Shelley, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Hi, Shelley.
Doing wonderful.
Hi.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Shelley?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I have to know the answer to JJ's true or false.
All right, you got to give us a guess. You got a 50-50 chance, Shelley.
I know.
What is?
What you read?
Oh, here's the question. The real name of the famous Tennessee distiller Jack Daniels is Jasper Daniels. Is that true or false, Shelley?
It is false because his real name was Jasper Newton.
Well, it's true. That's right. But his name...
His first name was Jasper.
His first name was Jasper. Yeah, it's true because his name was Jasper Newton Daniels, and Jack was just a nickname.
Huh.
That is amazing. I wonder if it would have had as much success, Jasper Newton Daniels.
More success.
More success.
It had more success. I can answer that. Yeah, so nobody out there, you don't ever think, you know, everybody, and I'm not... I'm a teetotaler.
You're not trying to associate with
the
name.
That's right. But people know Jack Daniels, and who would have thought that his real name was Jasper Daniels?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, Shelley, what's your question for us?
Okay, I would like to ask if y'all know a little bit of my local history here from Damascus, Arkansas. We had a Titan II missile explosion back several decades ago. Can you tell me at the time of the explosion, who was the vice president, and where was he at the time the explosion happened?
Wow, goodness. That's a whole lot of trivia.
Yeah.
I do know the story about that guy in Damascus, Arkansas, that saw that light and fell off the horse. Was Saul and then became Paul. But
he was now, on the road. He was on the road.
Yeah, he was on the to Arkansas. No, but that explosion. Do you guys have any clue?
Well, now the Titan II. So that was a missile launch for space exploration, right? Titan. Is that?
Yeah.
Solid rocket boosters, the different sections and things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We'd have to know what year it was. I don't.
The vice president would have had to been somewhere like Damascus. Like, you know, I'm going
to
guess
he was there in order
for it to be relevant.
Right.
Yeah. To this question. I'm going to say he was in Damascus.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, and so I'm going to say then the vice president was Lyndon Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson. I'm going to say it's far enough back. So Lyndon Baines Johnson was in Damascus, Arkansas, to see the launch of the Titan missile. That's our answer. Shelley?
Okay. I couldn't give the year, or I would have gave it away. The year was 1980.
Really?
So the vice president was Walter Mondale. He was actually in Hot Springs, which is 70 miles away. He was attending the Arkansas Democratic Convention with then-Governor Bill Clinton and First Lady Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
That's something.
Explosive meeting there. Huh?
Yeah, thank you for that, Shelley. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful weekend.
Well,
that's a great trivia question.
Missiles and NASA, did either of you watch the launch that NASA had?
No, the Elon Musk. Was it?
Oh, the launch. They're having it Saturday. It got postponed.
Was it postponed?
Yes.
See,
I got a text
from friends saying, hey, go watch this. And I set my alarm, and I was 10 minutes late, and I just saw people, and I thought,
can't be 10
minutes late to a launch party.
The president and the vice president were both there for that.
This
is so historic. It's the first time it's happened in 11 or 12 years, and it's a private sector teaming up with NASA.
Wow.
It's an American-made rocket with two American astronauts leaving from American soil. They're going to hook up with the space station. A lot of people don't know this. The last decade, we've had our thumb out. Mm-hmm. We've been hitching a ride with the Russians to go to the International Space Station. So pretty big deal, and a 60% chance that it's going to happen tomorrow.
Wow.
Okay, all right. And this is all related to the weather?
SpaceX, yeah, related to the weather.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
they have a little window where they have to get up there, but it's a... really a high-tech rocket and a pretty big deal.
I get my second chance at seeing
That's
it.
That's right.
Yes.
Don't sleep through it. All right, we go back to the phones. We go to Mississippi, and Brian is on the line. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir, and learned professor and professorettes.
Professors and professorettes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brian. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I will do both. So I will answer your question regarding the Canadian lights.
Okay, what are the Northern Lights also known as, Brian?
That would be the Aurora Borealis.
The Aurora Borealis.
Nice. Nice.
Excellent job. Hey, science question.
Brian and faculty, my wife lived in Alaska for 2 years. She actually saw that, and it is as spectacular as you would imagine.
Bucket list item.
Me too. That's for
now,
me.
Now, let me ask you both. I didn't look much up about this. No, just very little about it. Is this seasonal? I mean, is this something where you could go to Canada or something or someplace
and
look at it?
That are more favorable to it. There's some places, JJ, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that are you can maybe always see it or at certain times of the year. There's some places that, depending on the weather conditions, you may or may not be able to catch it.
Okay.
I know this because our team, American Family Studios, we were filming in Canada, and I wanted so bad to see it. I was like, guys, let's get up 3 a.m. for a chance. And there's a website that will say, you got a 2% chance tonight. And
there's the deal. All those things aforementioned, that's a possibility of seeing the Northern Lights. Or you could be about 40 pounds under the size of the other football players, and you could be on a 30-yard line, and you can see the Aurora Borealis. If somebody slips in on your blind side and hits you pretty hard.
It's a free show.
You'll see lights, that's for sure.
Hey, Brian, thanks. Yeah. What's your question for us?
Well, it you may know this one there, Mr. Jasper, but depending on how long you've been flying. So question is as follows. Up until 1996, the National Weather Service used different symbology for providing weather reports. I'm going to read you a report, and I want you to tell me what the abbreviations are.
Mm.
Okay. The weather report would be read as follows. Indefinite ceiling of zero. Sky completely obscured. Zero visibility. And fog.
I should know this, but I don't. Weather is like 75% of the questions on your private pilot, Sam.
Mm.
And then a big part of when you go to get your IFR rating.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I don't know how long you've been flying. This was back in the...
Oh, those are METARs and all the different things that they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, are they talking about being
METARs?
Are they talking about being dark? You know, just dark, just pitch black, midnight.
No, not necessarily.
Go ahead and answer. I guess we're going to need your help answering that.
And Kendra and I certainly don't know. Neither of us can fly. So,
okay, the weather report would be, and I'll read this phonetically so that there's no confusion. The first one would be whiskey. And then the next letter would be zero. The next letter would be X, or X-ray. The next one would be zero as the number. And the last letter would be F as in foxtrot. So it would read walks off.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so now when you're talking about whiskey, is that Jasper Daniels?
Or well played.
That's the Jasper Newton brand.
Okay. Jasper Newton.
Hey, Brian, watch your airspeed. Thanks so much for listening to AFR. You have yourself a wonderful weekend.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and
repeat. That's what pilots tell each other, watch your airspeed.
Watch your airspeed?
Yeah.
I had a state trooper tell me
on
just
Memorial
a week
Day
ago.
Weekend.
He was
Memorial
air.
Day weekend. Gotta watch your airspeed there, fella. Let's go ahead and repeat our questions. I'm going to have to add one. I've had one answered. So.
All right. Question number one. What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire? Question number two. Forward, I am heavy, but backwards, I am not. What am I? And question number three. After Jesus ascended into heaven, how long did the disciples have to wait for the Holy Spirit?
Mm, good question. I love those. All right, here are my three, and one will be a new one. The Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London? Second question, which country ends with the letter Q? And third question, also geography question, after Brazil, what is the second largest country in South America? Those are the questions
I have. Good questions. Here's what I've got. Bible question first. What was the name of the first Christian that was stoned to death? What was the name of the first Christian that was stoned to death? Second question, what is the common measurement of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called? What is the measurement of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called? And I'll add a new one. Derby, Hamburg, Deerstalker, and Trilby are types of what? Derby, Hamburg, Deerstalker, and Trilby are types of what?
How did you know? Those are the names of my best friends in high school. A Trilby, he found it hard to get a date, but Derby, that guy was a riot.
Here's the deal. Give me a shot of that Deerstalker, and I'm going to chase it with a swig of Hamburg.
Oh, man. All right, we're gonna go back to the phones. We're going to go to Iowa, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to everybody.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you, sir. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
Well, I guess I'll take the one about the Pentecost.
Okay, so after Jesus ascended into heaven, how long did the disciples have to wait before the Holy Spirit was given?
Let's see. I will say 40 days.
It's a good guess, but not correct.
That's right.
I can understand why you would have said that.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, what's your question for us?
Let's see. Okay, my question is, What planet in our solar system has the longest day?
I've heard this.
Say that again. What planet in our solar system has the longest day?
Has the longest day.
So you're asking which one rotation, I guess, would be
right,
the slowest.
Right. All right. Yeah, the union reps, they get so many complaints from those day laborers. They're like, yeah, we're getting paid by the day, but look what planet we're on. How can this be fair?
Okay, so all right, now, Dave, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no. So I guess wouldn't it be the biggest planet would be Jupiter, right? So that would be, would it take the longest to...
Not necessarily, because rotation can be at different rates, but I would say if it's bigger, that would naturally slow it down. So that's a great,
mm-hmm.
that's a good educated guess.
That's right.
Just going to go,
Jupiter.
With Jupiter. All right, Dave, we're going with Jupiter. Wrong. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Venus.
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 Wow.
Yep.
So how long is a day compared to, or in Earth hours, would a day be? On Venus.
Well, Venus's day would have to take Earth or equals Earth 116 days.
Ooh.
Wow.
So we would our day, or we would have to have 116 days to equal one day on Venus.
Here's the deal. If you think you're having a bad day on Earth, just imagine how bad it'd be on Venus.
I saw a cartoon yesterday of a dog, a boy dog and a girl dog. Of course, they're standing upright. It's like Far Side. The girl's all dolled up, you know, hat and dress and everything. And they saw one of their friends on the sidewalk. Hey, happy anniversary. I heard today's y'all's anniversary. How long have you been married? And the girl said, today's our one-year anniversary. She's so excited. And the boy dog whispered to his friend, he said, feels like seven.
In dog
feels
years.
Like it's been
That's
7 years.
Hilarious.
Hey, Dave, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. All right.
Here's homework for Kendra White, our movie maker.
Yes.
You got to come up with a song for us to remember that Venus thing.
Oh, good question.
Because you're so creative.
Good question.
Yeah, and if you can turn it into a song, then we can remember that it's longer days than on Earth.
There you go.
How can people find out about the work you do?
American Family Studios, we're on Facebook. We'd love for you to follow. We've got lots of new projects coming out. Ryan DeFrades, you've heard me talk about before.
Yeah,
yes.
And a new documentary coming out hopefully this year.
Yeah, parents with kids at home, an extra special time to watch Ryan DeFrades.
Yes, new episodes out now.
Superhero.
And those not only written by you and your brother,
yes.
but your... Your voice is used at the end.
Yes, a little Bible teaching
teaching.
To be able to apply
Wonderful.
The lesson learned in each episode.
All right, folks, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll be back after a few minutes and take more of your phone calls.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. The United Nations says the only way to create a more equal world is to use gender-neutral language. Apparently, the peoples of the world are oppressed when you say businessman or policeman, easily triggered by calling someone boyfriend instead of partner. So the gals over at the United Nations have come up with a bizarre new dictionary of gender-neutral terms. Instead of mankind, say humankind. Manpower is a no-no. You gotta say workforce. Maiden name and salesman are also verboten. The UN also wants us to stop using the term landlord, as in, Bubba Ray is my landlord. Instead, they want you to replace landlord with the word owner, as in, Bubba Ray is my owner. Well, wait a second, that's not right. We're in the middle of a global pandemic, and yet the most pressing matter for the United Nations is whether some perpetually offended snowflake is going to be triggered because you called your girlfriend your girlfriend. I'm Todd Starnes.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. He was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew.
I had to let that one play out.
That's how do you not sing along?
That was one of my favorite shows growing up. I even, my parents for Christmas even got me a one of these toy replica muskets that he used. It shot little cork balls, didn't really work, but... man, love Daniel Boone. So love the theme song. Got to love it. And so anyway, you're listening to Trivia Friday here on Today's Issues, the Friday version. Trivia Friday is also known as...
Learning University.
Because we seek to make our students betterer, smarterer, and awesomer one question at a time. That is what our president, Tim Wildman, is prone to say. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White, your fearless professors today. Let's go ahead and go back to the phones.
I like how one of our listeners said that Kendra was a professorette. I thought, no, I wasn't a cheerleader, but I was a professorette.
All right, we go to Texas, and Norman is on the line. Norman, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, I'd like to answer J.J.'s question, that first one.
Okay. About the first Christian that was stoned to death?
Yes.
Okay, Norman, what was the name of the first Christian that was stoned to death? Bible question from the New Testament.
Well, I was thinking of Stephen, but I know it's not Stephen.
Yes, that's it, Stephen.
You got it.
You
yes,
got
sir.
It.
Nicely done there.
Oh, First Christian. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Yes, sir. Hey, what's your question for us, Norman?
All right. Now, you know about the circuit riders, right?
A little
sure.
bit.
Yeah, they go. But anyway, so in the Old Testament, who was the very first circuit rider?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say anything, Norman. I think it's Samuel, the prophet. I think he would go from city to city, wouldn't he? Didn't Samuel do that?
I think somebody even asked us this question years ago.
Is this a literal, we're talking, which is the first prophet that would go place
from
to place preaching,
to yeah.
or is this a play on words?
Oh, I know that. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be a riddle. I think it's for real. Let's go with yours.
You okay with that?
Who'd you say? Samuel?
Samuel?
I think it's a great guess.
Yes. All right, we're going to say Samuel, Norman.
It's not Samuel.
Who was
okay.
it?
Okay.
It's actually Abraham's man when he went for Rebecca.
The servant that he sent?
Yeah, the servant. He was the very first, because when he got there, he prayed to the Lord. And he asked the Lord, you know, when she comes down, where she be, you know, to do all that. And then when he got there, he told him all about it. So that was the very first circuit.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Norman. And thank you for listening there in Texas. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Okay, let's go ahead. Why don't we go ahead and reset our questions real quick? We've had a little bit of a break. And,
sure.
Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, two riddles for you. What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire? Second riddle, forward I am heavy, but backward I am not. What am I? And last question, after Jesus ascended into heaven, how long did the disciples wait for the Holy Spirit?
All right, great. Here are my three questions. The Beatles, talking about the singing group, the rock group, pop group, whatever you want to call them, the Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London? Second question, which country ends with the letter Q? The country Brazil is the largest country in South America. What is the second largest country in South America? There we go.
Here's what I've got. First question, what is the measurement of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called? Think ammo.
Mm-hmm.
There's your clue. What is the measurement of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called? Second question, Derby, Homburg, Deerstalker, and Trilby are types of what? Derby, Homburg, Deerstalker, and Trilby are types of what? Third question, I'll add a new one. Who painted the Sistine Chapel ceiling in Rome, Italy? Who painted the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel in Rome, Italy?
I have no idea about that, Trilby, Deerstalker. I have no clue what that is. Someone's going to come up with that answer, though. All right, we go back to the phones, Mississippi, and Lisa is on the line. Lisa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing, Lisa?
Just fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question do you want to take a shot at?
The gun barrel.
Here we go. What is the, Lisa, what is the measurement of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called?
Well, if you're talking about a rifle, it's caliber. If you're talking about a shotgun, it would be gauge.
Well, it's caliber is what I was looking for.
Nice.
All right,
yes.
Good job.
Way to go, Lisa. So if you got a 38 or a 44, you know, that's how big around the inside of the gun barrel is.
Now, Lisa, do you shoot
a decimal of an inch, the size, the portion of an inch.
Right, 0.38, 0.44. I'm just trying to think of what I've got in the gun safe there. Yeah, to you would-be burglars.
Yes, that's right. Lisa, did you have to look that up? It sounds like you know what you're talking about, that you do some shooting.
Yeah, a little bit. A whole lot, but some.
She's just a high caliber student.
That's it.
There you go.
She's locked and loaded. Lisa from Mississippi, Southern girl.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, what's your
that's
question?
Right.
What's your question for us?
Which television character from years ago uttered the immortal words, "You got time to breathe, you got time for music"?
Wow, somebody today is missing a good slogan for their company.
Yeah. Right. You got time to breathe, you got time for music. And this is from a television show?
A cartoon, I think she said.
No, it's not a cartoon, and it's not a... And it was a recurring character, but he was not on every single week.
Okay.
Huh. I missed that one.
I missed that one, too. I know you did.
I know.
Huh. Now, I'm very curious. Who was it?
Yeah,
Lisa?
Who was it?
We're stumped.
Briscoe Darlin.
Oh, Briscoe Darlin, the Andy Griffith Show. Nah, that would make sense.
Yeah, coming
you got
down.
Time to breathe.
It was the time when Andy and Barney went up and spent the night with them in the hills when Ernest T. Bass was trying to kidnap Charlene Darlin.
Okay.
and they got there, and Briscoe suggested that they play. He asked Andy if he brought his guitar, and Andy said, well, no, I didn't think we'd have time for music. And that's when Briscoe said, you got time to breathe? You got time for music.
I feel like it's a historic day when you can stump Ed Battagliano
Andy
Griffith.
There is a lot of good Andy Griffith trivia that I just can't come up with. And that is a great question and brings back great memories of Briscoe Darlin and his talkative boys. Man,
yes.
They just... All right. Well, Lisa,
thank you
so much, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for listening to American Family Radio.
Yeah, and stay on the line. We're going to send you some Derby, Hamburg, Deerstalker, and Trilby.
Sounds like she may have been doing some deer stalking. I don't know, at some point over the last year. All right, let's go to Oklahoma, and Dee is on the line. Dee, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Dee. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both, and I'm a first-time caller.
Awesome.
Wow. Thank you, Dee.
Now, you're a first-time caller. Is this the first day you've tried, or is this the first day you've gotten
on? No. This isn't the first day I've tried. I've tried several times.
Okay. Perseverance.
Wonderful.
One out, Dee.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Dee. Which of these questions? Well, listen, your family's listening, so make them proud. Which one of these questions do you feel confident about?
Well, the caliper one was answered, but let me try the Derby, the Hunsucker.
Here's the question. Derby, Hamburg, Deerstalker, and Trilby are types of what?
I think they're hats.
They're hats.
Oh, a Durham, Brian.
Yeah, Derby. Hat.
Derby. Okay. I was going to tell you that one of those should clue you off,
okay.
And you said I have no clue. Yeah, types of hats. Way to go, Dee.
Trilby and Deerstalker, though, that's a cool name
now,
for
now
a
what's
hat.
What's that hat that all the young people are wearing now that was like in the 40s and the 50s, but now it's coming back? The little, what's that called?
The,
you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I do.
I'm trying to think which kind.
All the singers and all the young, you know, the young kids are wearing.
Starts with an F,
Fedora?
Fedora.
Fedora. Good. Yeah. Good on you.
All right. Hey, nicely done, Dee. What's your question for us?
Okay, what was Sarah Ophelia Cannon's stage name?
Sarah Ophelia Cannon.
Man,
it could be anybody. You know how they'll have those big old long names, and then it'll be Barney Fife or whoever, you know?
Interesting.
I have no idea.
I'm
picking Andy Griffith character.
I'm going to say Darlin. What was her name?
No, Charlene Darlin.
No, we're stumped. Who is she, Dee?
She's known as Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Oh, Minnie Pearl. Wow. And what was her real name again?
Sarah Ophelia Cannon.
Sarah Ophelia Cannon.
Well, I'll be.
She became known as Minnie Pearl. That's the one that had the tag from her hat.
The price tag hanging from her hat. And what would she yell out? Not salute. She would say something.
Howdy.
That's it. Thank you, Dee. Have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, that's great. Some great trivia questions.
Yes.
And they're stumping us left and right here. We're going to have to step up our game. Let's go to Texas, and Jacob is on the line. Jacob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, I have an answer for Professor White on her
arithmetic question, and I have a question for you.
My okay. arithmetic question. Are you talking about the Bible question?
Yes.
About okay, all right.
The one on Pentecost.
Yes. So after Jesus right. ascended into heaven, how many days did the disciples have to wait for the Holy Spirit?
Okay. Well, according to my math, we have 50 days to Pentecost.
Correct.
We have 3 days while he was in the grave, 40 days that he stayed on the earth afterwards before the ascension. That leaves me 7 days, 1 week.
Your timeline is close to accurate, but the answer that I have Uh-oh. Is not 7 days. I believe the difference, I don't know if I should go ahead and give it to him because he pretty much laid everything
well,
out.
Well, he didn't really factor in Venus. You know,
that's
you have to
true.
Subtract some of the days oh. from Venus.
So it was 40 days from I believe the resurrection is when you count. So the 3 days in the grave would not be mm-hmm. in that. So I'll give you a chance to amend your answer if you'd like. If you add another 3 days.
That would be with 10 days.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh,
wow. And that, did you hear? We were saying wow pretty loud. Did you hear the beloved cowbell?
Oh, I just barely did.
Yeah. Hey, you got a little coaching, got a little grace there, and you won yourself a T-shirt. What do you think about that?
It doesn't get much better than that from Texas.
Well, do you have a question for us as well?
I do, coming from Acts chapter 2 as well.
Ooh.
Which prophet foretold of the Holy Spirit's coming, mentioned Ooh. In Acts chapter 2?
Good question.
That would be the prophet Joel.
Yeah.
It's the prophet Joel. Good
All
job.
Right.
That's right. And so we clap for ourselves when we
yes,
get a question correct,
yes.
especially today. And we haven't gotten a lot of them right.
Right there, you know, it says, you shall be my witnesses mm-hmm. after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So it's not just a maybe or if you feel like it, but we're instructed to share the good news of the
yes.
gospel.
Amen.
Jesus is a life changer. And you don't do it in your own strength. You do it in the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's
and
right.
And that's what we celebrate this Sunday, the birth
the
of the church.
Of the Pentecost.
Wonderful.
So what an exciting time.
Hey, Jacob, great job. Stay Amen. On the line. They're going to want to get your shirt size and your address. Congratulations on winning that Learn University shirt. And you have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. Make sure I put them on hold there and not... That would be terrible to drop a caller when they're waiting to get
right
on,
before they get
right
their
to
T-shirt.
Get their T-shirt. So, all right, let's continue motoring along. We're getting lots of callers in, and we go to Illinois. Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. I want to do both.
All right. Well, thank you. Getting right down to it.
He's ready to jump in.
That's right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I want to try the riddle about heavy being
okay.
forward.
Forward I am heavy, but backward I am not. What am I?
You're a ton.
Correct.
Hey, backward I am not.
It spells
I
not.
I missed that
See, now,
one.
I've been so bad at riddles, but I'm starting to catch on here. I know I'm slow to the dance here, but I'm starting to catch on that almost all these riddles hang on little tricks like that.
Yep.
Backward I am not. So you almost have to start with that and you go, backward I am not.
Okay, to you.
Okay, so yeah, and flip it.
Yep.
So we'll see. Only we'll see so how good I am at riddles in the future. But good on you, Chris. Good job. You want to ask a question for us, you said?
Yes. I was wondering if you know the last name of Sam the bartender on Gunsmoke.
Sam the bartender.
You know, we had this, and we said, how would you ever know? And they said, I think they said it was posted up over the thing, and it had his name
saloon?
On there. Yeah.
I
do know, while we're trying to get there, Chris, I do know about the three-legged dog that came into the saloon.
Oh.
And he said, the doors flung open, three-legged dog walked into the saloon. You could hear a pin drop. He said, I'm looking for the man that shot my paw.
Oh, my God.
No, Kendra, don't encourage him.
I'm an easy audience.
You do like some corny jokes.
I do know that.
That's all right. Now, you guys, do you remember
I'm stumped.
The answer?
No,
I don't remember.
I'm stumped.
That, you know, that show was my mom loved Gunsmoke. And whatever day of the week it came on, it was always on. But I was a little bit young. I can't. Come up with this. I think you stumped us, Chris.
Yeah, we want to know. What's the answer, Chris?
It's Noonan. Sam Noonan.
Yeah.
And was the name up on above the bar in the saloon?
No, I don't think. I think it was only mentioned like one time when they were talking about the jury duty or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I hope he's able to get out of it.
All right, Chris. Thank you. Have a great weekend, brother. We appreciate it. All right. We go back to the phones, and we go to Texas now. Colton. That's a great Texas
like name
right there. Colton,
sure
welcome
is.
To Trivia Friday. Hey, Colton, you'll want to turn down your radio so you don't get a delay there.
Going to be some feedback and a delay, so please turn your radio down.
All right, Colton, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Colton?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The snowman one.
The snowman question. Okay, what do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
Frostbite.
Great.
Nicely frostbite. Done.
Frostbite.
I like it.
Muhaha.
I like it.
Good job, Colton.
Excellent job, Colton. You want to ask us a question?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
What do you call a fly that lost its wings?
A fly that's lost its wings. A ton. No.
He'd all be right. In a no-fly zone. We know that.
There you go.
A no-fly zone. What do you call a fly that has lost its wings? Oh,
that's going to be good.
I get hope that I can become a person who can answer riddles, but I never do. Under the pressure.
All right. What's the answer, Colton?
A walk.
Hey, I like that.
A walk?
Yeah.
Instead
of
a fly.
Fly.
Oh,
no
I get
wings.
It. I get
right.
it. I get it.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say a raisin. But
a raisin.
Not good either. Hey, have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Colton. All right, good question there. Let's go ahead and repeat our questions and slash riddles.
Well, I am wiped out, so I'm going to add a few to the mix here. Another riddle for you. What word begins and ends with an E but only has one letter? What word begins and ends with an E but only has one letter?
You mean the word only has one letter?
I'm okay. This is straight from leadership
here.
That's
the riddle.
That is your riddle. What word begins and ends with an E but only has one letter?
Okay.
Don't challenge the professor.
I'm just confused. I'm just living in a daze here when it comes to riddles.
I'm going to add one more trivia question for you. The 10 plagues of Egypt. What was the first plague and what was the last plague?
Ooh, good, good. Good
nice,
Bible question.
Nice.
All right, here are the three that I have. The Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London? Second question, which country ends with the letter Q? And what is the second largest country in South America?
Good questions.
Here's what I've got. Who painted the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel in Rome, Italy? I guess that it's at the Vatican, right? Is that right? But it is Rome.
You know, it's in the
Italy.
Vatican, yes.
Who painted the ceiling?
St. Peter's Cathedral, I think.
The famous artwork there. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Rome, Italy? And then I'll add to a Bible question. What kind of wood was used by Noah to build the ark? What
Good
kind of
question.
Wood was used by Noah to build the ark? And here's the third question. What type of insect may be a stag, rhinoceros, or dung? What type of insect may be a stag, rhinoceros, or dung?
Good question.
I think I know the answer to that one. Finally, a question I could answer as a professor. All right, let's go to South Carolina. Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello there.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Chris, would you go ahead?
Both, please.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you wanted to ask, answer, or do both, and you want to do both. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The Sistine Chapel.
Yes, ma'am. Who painted the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel?
Was it Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
Good.
Nicely done.
Nice okay. Italian boy, Michelangelo.
He's a Ninja Turtle, right?
Right.
Yes, he was also, along with Raphael, and I forget the rest of them.
Have any of you guys ever seen that?
I've never been to Italy.
No, I would like to see that. That just seems like, and the Statue of David and
some
of the other works of Michelangelo. I guess that's at the Louvre. maybe in Paris, France, but I would love to see some of that work in person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Chris, good work. What's your question for us?
Okay, so the geography question. Which state has the most other states bordering?
All right, I'll take this one, Chris. The two
and name them.
Yeah, the two and U.S. Name them. The two U.S. states that are bordered by more states than any other, Tennessee and Missouri.
Mm. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris, did I get it?
The second part of my question, Tennessee, which states border Tennessee?
Okay, and you've got Kentucky. You've got
Ohio? Does it border?
You got Indiana. No, wait. You got Kentucky.
No.
You got Ohio. Mm-hmm. Let's just move around. Mm-hmm. You have West Virginia. You have Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You got, would South Carolina touch it there? And North Carolina?
I'm trying to picture it in my head. I know you can go from on the bottom. You go Mississippi,
Alabama, Georgia.
Georgia.
And probably one of the Carolinas catches South it over Carolina, there on the corner.
Would it be North Carolina too?
I'm thinking.
So what is that? Is that 9 or 10 that we've named?
How close are we getting, Chris?
Well, you've missed some of them, but let me tell you. I'll tell you.
You tell us.
It's Kentucky. There's 8 of them.
Okay.
Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Missouri.
I think we left out Arkansas.
We left off some on the west, Arkansas, and then we gave Ohio credit.
Yeah, we did.
And South Carolina.
No, Ohio's not one. In South Carolina, we have to go through North Carolina to get to Tennessee.
That's right.
Okay.
I got a picture
there
in my
you
head.
Go.
And
well,
All right. Well, that's a great. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. Good luck with that career with Rand McNally. you guys will enjoy working together, and I hope they pay you well and give you good benefits.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good weekend. All right. Well, let's.
You think anybody young knows who Rand McNally is?
Do you know who Rand McNally
is? No.
You don't know what Rand McNally is?
Oh, that makes me
wow.
feel so old.
Rand McNally.
I'm going to get some new tennis balls for the bottom of my walker. That's just what I got to do.
Rand McNally was a well-known maker of maps for people who traveled.
And we all had the map in our car, the nice map.
Yeah.
And it was called Rand McNally.
Huh. Yeah.
All the truckers, that's what they used. All
the best
serious
maps.
Travelers. Yeah, it was the real map.
Yeah. And I used to, when we would travel sometimes from Mississippi up north, I would have, I would make copies of the Rand McNally. I also had an atlas, mm-hmm. which was, you'd flip.
Yeah, it was the Rand McNally atlas.
And you'd flip through states, and it would show you the major cities and all the highways, everything. So I would make copies of every state and city we were going through and put them on little cards.
Wow.
And so I could just flip through that. We're going through Cincinnati, okay? I'd flip it to my Cincinnati copy of the map so that I would know exactly which highway, because there was no one telling you which highway to go on, mm-hmm. except your wife, you know? But there was no voice saying, you know, at the next exit, turn right.
Left.
Right.
So I would plot out an entire, and I kind of missed that.
Recalculating.
Yes.
Recalculating. Speaking of recalculating, we've got to take a break. 5-minute break. Hang in there with us, and we'll be back to give you a chance to answer our questions, or you can ask us a question here on Learning University.
That's right. It is Trivia Friday. You're listening to American Family Radio. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White are your professors. We are, as JJ said, going to take a 5-minute break for news. When we come back, we will be going to Kentucky. We'll be going to Alabama, Mississippi,
every
Indiana.
State that touches Tennessee.
There you go.
So, folks, hang in there with us. You'll do some learning when we come back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.